Psalm meditation today is in Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. That is with the letter Kof. Now, children, in Hebrew, this is the letter that's kind of like our letter Q. And when we pronounce the letter Q in English, it pretty much sounds just like a K. We don't make any difference. But in the Hebrew, there is a slight difference. The Q is made, the sound of a Q is made back in the mouth a little bit further. The Kaf, which is the K, goes ke, or k, like that. But the Q sound is back in the mouth farther, like like that. So if you ever hear someone speaking Hebrew and you hear that kind of sound, it's almost like a K, but not quite. That's representing the letter Kof. Now, it's kind of funny that I'm having trouble coughing today, isn't it? Every single letter, or every single verse, I should say, starts with a word that has the letter Kof at the very front end. So let us give due attention now to this portion of Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from you, Lord. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I have known of old that you have founded them forever. We can see Jesus here in the fervent crying out to his Father. The word meaning to cry out is here used several times. We can think of Jesus praying, well, maybe our mind first goes to Gethsemane. But there are many other places where we know he was praying fervently. He'd be awake all night doing so. The psalmist whose heart looked forward to the coming of Jesus. The psalmist whose heart was changed by faith in his day, the coming one, had a heart that was tuned to the heart of Jesus in this way. The believer's is. The believer, when in good times or in bad, whether in daytimes or night, goes to his Father in prayer, speaks to his Father in prayer, trusts to his Father through prayer. That is what we see here in this portion of Psalm 119. You see here, it's not merely a saying of prayers, as we see in the very first verse of this section, verse 145. There's a crying out with the whole heart. And he appeals to the one who's the covenant God, Jehovah, the one who is who he is. He does not change. His statutes that are mentioned here do not change. His grace does not change. You see, the psalmist is not appealing to God to vindicate him, to show him justice, to treat him fairly. Now, in the second verse here, verse 146, I cry out to you, save me. Save me. You see, there is an appeal there to grace. There is an appeal there to mercy. It is only in the covenant of grace, secured by the head of the covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, that there is any answer to prayer. The psalmist, like the Savior who would come after him, rises before the dawning of the morning and cries. He has faith. He has hope. He has trust in God's word. Doubtless, he is meaning, at the very least, of course, the written word, where the law of God is found, and where the promises of the coming Redeemer are found. But would it not be proper for us also, though he wouldn't be thinking in Greek categories, obviously, since this is an Old Testament Hebrew, Yet we know that Jesus is himself called the Word become flesh in John chapter 1. He trusts in that word too, although we're being just a little bit out of sync with time there a little bit. His eyes are awake through the night watches. And perhaps we think of Jesus praying on the hill above the Sea of Galilee as the disciples are rowing like crazy and hardly making any progress as he had sent them ahead before he walked out to them on the water. They're awake through the night watches, not that they may worry, not that they may fret, but that they may meditate on God's word. The psalmist, following his Savior who would come, in faith, trusts that God will be hearing. Hearing, not once again because of justice or because of fairness or because of anything of the sort, but because of God's loving kindness. It is only because of that. And so he sees the need to be revived. The need, well, it's there because God has put it there. The need is there because of man's sin. And the only reason he can appeal to justice, see, look there, and we'd think, uh-oh, what's he doing here? He's appealing to justice. Why, no sinner can live before the justice of God. What is this? No, but he is looking through the Savior, isn't he? He's been doing so all along. And so, in a way, because of the covenant of grace, we can look to justice in the covenant of grace. In that, Christ has died for the ungodly. God cannot justly punish us for our sin when the punishment is paid. We can only look to God's justice to save us as we look through the one who satisfied justice in our place, the Lord Jesus Christ. But in that, we can look to justice. Jesus has died that we might live. And so we can call upon God in the light of that work that Jesus has done for us. The psalmist here is so often as speaking those who oppose him, and perhaps we can think now of Jesus crying out to God in the garden. We can think of the mob led by Judas wending its way there, Jesus fully aware of them. But he relies upon his Father's commandments, which are truth. Even when he, humanly speaking, desires that the cup of God's wrath, the cup of God's curse might be removed from him, he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He knows of God's plan. He was at the foundation of the world. He was there beforehand. He was there at the decree of God being formed. God's testimonies, he has known from of old. They have been founded forever. They are founded in God's holy and unchanging character. They are founded in his grace. Jesus could rely upon them. He could go to the cross, despising the shame for the joy set before him. And you and I, in Jesus Christ, can trust upon such promises found in God's word. We have every basis for confidence in our crying out, good time, bad time, daytime, nighttime, knowing that we shall be heard, knowing that our God shall protect and save us from all his and our enemies, in and through his Son, in and through his mediator, in and through his Savior, our Jesus. Well, let's sing now from Psalm 119, Kof. But in our psalm book, it's Psalm 119, T. And as we sing about our Lord Jesus here, and as we utter this prayer, for every section of Psalm 119 is partially prayer, may it be that we sing out from the heart here, as Jehovah gives us here. Psalm 119T.